Laurie. Spoiler, stinger, trailer, clip, teaser. Our comic of the week this week is the first time that she hasn't been, that she was for the Patronuses before she was for the regulars, the Jackalorians, the regular people.
Did that sentence mean anything to anyone but you?
No, she had a stroke.
No. I had a lot, there's a lot of words there. A lot of words there, but you know what? The people who get it, man. There's
your
a,
heart.
There's definitely.
They know your heart.
I-Y-K-Y-K.
Okay. Guys, it's Lori and I don't know what's happening. I am a little late, so I feel like I'm being punished by Jackie not articulating every third word in a sentence she's saying. And I'm supposed to guess what she means. I apologize. Lo siento.
Are you apologizing for me? Watch I storm out. I was on hold today with stamps.com. And I wanted to do something else, anything else. Mm-hmm. And I had another call.
Yes.
And so I was like, why can't I reprint from history? Whatever. It's a great story. Why can't I reprint from history with the update? They've taken it off. And he was like, yes, but can I get into your computer and I can, and let's see if we can do it. And I was like, something that I thought might have an answer, mm-hmm. which would have been, you're going to have to just ask for refunds for those six packages and then re-enter them. He was like, no, we might be able to fix it. And I was like, oh, now it's a 40-minute thing, and I'm going to miss a half an hour. Like, I'm going to be late for, I was meeting Maria and you guys, and mm-hmm. I literally, while we were on hold, had to put myself on mute and have a crying jag.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
So much travel in the last week. I think I was tired.
Yes.
And I think I was just at the end of my rope, mm-hmm. and I'll tell you who didn't deserve to hear a crying jag was Mark L. from Stamps.com. He didn't need it. He didn't cause it. He didn't start the fire. Let me just say that I was like, I know you didn't create the update. And he's like, a lot of people are calling about this very thing. I might be able to fix it. And then what he did is he reinstalled Classic. That's what he did. He took me back a step and I was like, they made me get rid of it. And he was like, I swear to God, this isn't your fault. and I'm like, okay, thanks.
I honestly didn't know people were still using stamps.com, but I'm happy to hear it. At this point in the economy, I'm happy to hear that any company is still in business and has customers.
Well, I'll tell you why they advertised on the Dork Forest many years ago. By the way, this month is the 21st season or 21st year of doing the Dork Forest.
Amazing.
And this, if I can get it together, because I also gave it to Patrick Brady a day. So it's going to come out the same day as the Jackie and Laurie. So a lot of me and Rochelle McConico was my guest, and she did a guest set in Maria's taping this week at Austin Cap City for her new special. Maria was like, yeah, she could, we're taping for the special and recording, but sure, she can do a guest set.
But here's the thing, it's the Audible one, right?
No, it's the Blonde Medicine one.
Oh, it's the real one. Oh, she put an untested comic in front of her audience for a real special? Well,
right, but it was Austin Cap City, and here's what we knew about Rochelle, and I have met Rochelle, turns out, several times. Rochelle, she was in my phone. Anyway, I have her email anyway. She ran the Lysistrata Comedy Festival in Austin. Remember that?
Okay, yeah.
And I thought it was the greatest name of any comedy festival ever, and we started fucking men again, and that's on us. Anyway, so she is also a DJ at KAZI in Austin on Thursday and Friday mornings, mm-hmm. which is the, it's like their 40th anniversary. It's the only black owned radio station in Austin. It's 88.7, whatever. So we were talking to her. We both went and did radio. Mm-hmm. Maria was like, will you come and do radio? I'll pay you. And I was like, if you would have just said, will you come and do radio? I would have come and done radio. But yes, you can pay me. And she, but we did it over Zoom. And then we went in and did radio. They mentioned you. They love you.
Who
did you do
me?
Radio? The radio people who, I don't think you did radio when you did Cap
No,
City
I tried
last
to.
Week.
Why would they mention me if that?
I don't know. That seems to be a failure.
Well, it's like when your headshot's out on Comedy Club while you don't work the club. If you let me, have me on your radio show.
Right. Sorry, maybe Jesse. Maybe it might not have been we don't know where the communication fell through.
All right.
All I know is that at one point I talked to Chandy about the van and the condo. And remember last week we were talking about the van and the condo.
The old Cap City.
The
yes.
old Cap City. And that, the new Cap City is gorgeous, right? Mm-hmm. The new building and the new space.
Yes.
It is in the weirdest outdoor walking mall in Austin, Texas at 110 degrees. Such a weird choice on their part. And a lot of those kiosks that have moving ads. And it was, I'm not even kidding, three different kiosks as I walked to look for a cup of coffee and lunch, showing Kelsey, whatever.
Yeah.
The thing where you could bet
the
on
betting.
Whether we go to war with Iran, especially if you're in charge of sending us to war with Iran. Yeah. That's just cash cow for a bad guy.
Yeah.
And so... Bad guy, cash cow. There's something there. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the shows were fun. And, but the point of the whole beginning of this story was that Rochelle McConico, that's her last name. She did a guest set. And then she did the Dork Force the next day. And it was about... It's the first one. It feels like my first ever rage bait Dork Forest, because her dorkdom is the LLM thing, Claude.
Oh, God.
The right. AI Claude thing.
Sure.
And how it helps her with her ADHD. And so we talked about, you know, the purpose of tools.
Mm-hmm.
And how they should be used and how they need to be regulated and all these things, but how much she loves this one thing. And in the middle of the episode, I'm like, I swear to God, I have a bit. I just tell some story. I'll be right back. And then I had to find my notebook in the hotel room and write a bit.
Well, I've been in Rochelle's place before. I am there almost every week, honestly, where I have to talk while Jackie does something else. Who knows what she's doing right now as I describe this exact process.
We went to Maria's birthday sort of impromptu coffee shop thing. And as you were starting to tell me a story, I picked up a pen and started to write notes. And I was like, no, this is exactly the thing she hates. So I put it down and I focused on your story.
I'm your Claude. I make you write. As soon as I start talking, you think of 10 other things you need to jot down.
No, I do it with everyone. And I did it. I got into, it's our first fight, Andy and I, tonight. I interrupted. He was trying to tell me a story and I thought it was done.
Oh, God, Andy, I've been there, buddy.
And then it was, I started talking about something tangential. And he was like, can I finish the story? And I was like, oh, shit. This might be something that I do in more than one situation, is what I'm saying. Well, but of all the three people that I spend the most amount of time with, I think, which are you, him, and Maria, Maria's never said anything. But, you know, you have to remember, Maria's used to being treated poorly.
Maria's on meds. Maybe that's why she's on meds, Jackie.
Right. She's on a cocktail of psych meds that would really, I'd have to plow through them to make her care if I had interrupted a story of hers. So.
Well, Jackie,
how was your weekend?
My weekend was interesting. So I was working in Boca Raton, Florida.
Oh, my God. Florida.
Girl, I can't even. Well, you're about to hear it. So I have not been. I don't think I've worked in Florida. I think maybe I did a private or something. But since, like, as a comic, as a regular comic. Since the Comedy House Theater in Ocala, which is like up in Central, in like the mid-90s, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
Because remember, Florida has always been shit-paying.
Yep.
Like, it was never, you would never go there from San Francisco. It was like Uncle Grumpy's or whatever and his $200 and, you know, like, right. Okay, that's just for Florida.
It was
acts.
The zone. It's for Florida acts, yes.
Yes, it was like how the rest of comedy is now where you only work local acts because they pay shitty. Florida pioneered that and spread it to everybody.
Nice work. Congratulations.
So just was never a Florida comic. And but I'm working this place called the Black Box. So fly JetBlue to Fort Lauderdale. Guess what? No problems.
Oh, good.
No problems on JetBlue, right?
For the first time in weeks.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm renting a car. So I go on booking.com and there's this one car. And I put in the data three times. I didn't believe it for the weekend for basically getting it Friday night, returning it Sunday, $20. I'm like, excuse me, this must be one of those glitches that you have to take advantage of, right?
Right.
So I book it, right?
Wow.
So I land into Florida. It takes a little while to get to the rental car company because it's late.
Okay.
And, so I am on a shuttle that goes to the rental car center with all the rental car companies, except the one that I rented a car from. That's a second shuttle. And he goes, you just go over there. And he points to, you remember in Goodfellas when De Niro says to Karen, go into the alley. That's where the dresses are. That's where he pointed. Okay. He's like, you get the shuttle. For economy, that's the name of the car company over there. And I was like, okay. So I go, and so shuttle finally picks me up. It's just me and a guy, and I'm in a van. And I'm like, where the fuck are we going? Why am I doing this, right? He brings me to a warehouse where this car company works out of.
This, oh, my God.
Yes. So I go in there. There's another guy and
like you're just like, okay, I guess I walk into my own death.
Jackie,
it's 11 o'clock.
$20 for the weekend.
Is it true?
Oh, and then I have no, I said it's called economy.
Oh, okay.
I say, so the guy, the shuttle guy, I didn't have any tip money and I'm like, fuck. So I said, I go, do you have a Venmo? And he's like, you can Zelle me. So I take his number down to Zelle. And so then I go into the warehouse and there's another guy and he goes, okay, yeah. So did you want tolls? Tolls is $14 a day for tolls. And I was like, I'm only paying $20 and these fucking tolls, you know what? They spring up on you. So I'm like, okay.
You never know. Yeah.
Okay. So I go, all right. So it's still, it just brings it up to $60. I'm still doing okay. Right.
Right.
So then he goes, okay. So the down payment, it's either $18 a day and that saves you a penny. And I said, what? Oh. He goes, it's $18 a day and that saves you a penny. And that did not compute on any math level at all.
No.
He goes, or you put $1,000 on your credit card, we give it back to you at the end of the rental. And then I was like, I'm done.
Oh, really?
It's 1 a.m. I go get the fucking shuttle guy. We're going back. So then we go back and I'm like, I'm going to Zelle you twice. And so I sent him $10. And then I went to Avis. Avis, normal car company. They gave me a deal. I went up there. I said, do you guys take the USAA? And she goes, you had to, because I'm with USAA, right? I go, they go, you had to do it through the app. I go, okay. And she still gave me a little discount. And it was like $87 for the whole weekend.
Okay.
I know that $1,000 would never have come off my credit card.
Wow. I don't know. That's the third, the second... Yeah, the second shuttle, it's hard to... So
it's like a second location. Never let them take you to the second shuttle. You'll be murdered.
or your bank account will be. Yes. I have to say that So this week I'm going with Maria back to Indiana just for one night. I'm doing the Don't Tell on Friday. Don't tell anyone except for everyone. Friday I'm doing the Don't Tell in Indianapolis. Saturday I'm opening for Maria at the Let's Comedy Festival, whatever. And I doubt it's called that. I'm so sorry, Alex Price. Anyway, but the following week I'm going to Alaska for a wedding. And I'm trying to figure out if there's a mic or if I can just have a nice meeting with somebody about coming back. Mm-hmm. You know, some sort of business work that
Comedy
I want to do.
North up there, yeah.
But, yeah. Mm-hmm. But wait, so I had to rent a car. Mm-hmm. Once I got to Soldotna, Alaska, and there was one that was $40 for 3 or 4 days. But it was a company called Turo.
Oh, that's
somebody owns it and then you rent it or something.
Airbnb for somebody's car. Yeah.
But it's not in a parking lot at the airport. It's on a side road off of the airport that I have no idea how I would get there. So I was like, we're going to be spending all of the money on normal Avis or whatever, because I'm not going to go looking in the woods of Alaska.
Right.
See if I can ride a moose to the damn car.
It's dark 20 hours a day. Are you even landing when it's daylight in October?
In October? In September? I don't know. I don't know when the sun goes down. But it will be, I'll tell you what it won't be, 104 degrees.
True.
It's going to be real nice. I believe it's 60 degrees there right now.
Love it.
Which now, sounds like heaven. Yes.
I quote Andy when I say, can I finish?
Oh, shit. Yes. That sounds dirty, of course.
So I'm in Florida, back to the rental car. I get the rental car. I'm driving 1-2 in the morning through, Fort Lauderdale to Boca. It feels like Miami Vice. I feel like Don Johnson and Bill Michael, whatever, Thomas Howard, Jeff. I'm like, this is fucking awesome. Right. I stop at, I'm hungry. Everything's closed. Boca shuts down. It is not a party town at all. So I get to, there's a 7-Eleven near the hotel. I pull in and I'm just looking through 7-Eleven food and it's slim pickings, but I buy something and the cashier, Cuban, calls me mommy. And I was like, I think I need to be here.
Oh, wow. You're the best sport ever.
Yes.
I would have just come back home. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. So so then the show's the next day. So I did not swim that day. I was just like prepping for the show. I didn't know where it was. You know, I haven't done an hour in a week, so I want to go over everything, whatever. You know, I always feel like I lose everything in 2 days. Right. So get to the show. So the feature is this guy named Peter Vogel. Do you know Peter Vogel?
No, but you said he's been in for the duration, this guy.
Yes, this guy started in 81 in New York. He knows that he's like old school Jewish comic, knows everybody, got a lot of stories. Now, I've heard there's a story that can't be verified, but that Peter Vogel famously was on a cruise, doing a cruise comedy in the 90s.
Right. Sure.
And he made a joke about this incident. You might remember, Kyle, you might not. I guess at some point in the 90s, I don't remember the details, but I remember this happening. The PLO like hijacked a cruise ship and they pushed a guy named Leon Klinghoffer, who was in a wheelchair, off the cruise. Okay. It was a terrible tragedy. But Jackie,
I vaguely remember the cruise ship wheelchair pushing.
Leon Klinghoffer.
I didn't remember it was the Pila.
Something like that. Okay. So, but we know tragedy plus time equals comedy on a cruise ship, right? So, Vogel is also Jewish. Okay. So he apparently jokes about Klinghoffer being pushed off. And the story is the audience was so enraged, he had to be helicoptered off the cruise ship.
Wow.
Incredible.
Like ace. It was the PLO, which if you remember stands for the Palestine Light Orchestra. And I'll be over here jokes. That's a joke from the 70s, by the way. I wrote that joke before I did stand up comedy. The PLO pushed a Jewish man in a wheelchair off a cruise ship.
Horrible.
And a Jewish comic moments later, essentially, did a joke about it.
It wasn't the same cruise, Jackie. I need to establish that. It was a different cruise than the one that Leon was tragically pushed
off. It would have worked if it was the same cruise ship. If it would have been Gilbert Gottfried moments later doing the 9/11 joke.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Have you seen that? You've seen that, obviously. I think it was in the Aristocrats. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
It was because it was the reason he's told the Aristocrats joke at the Friar Club was because he did the 9/11 joke and it was a week after 9/11.
Right.
And the audience turned on him. So do I. But here's what I don't forget is when I watched The Aristocrats, it had zoomed in on his face and the audience response with the murmuring and the booing and the murmuring there. You could see the flicker of rage in his eyeball. And then he went into The Aristocrats and it was probably a 5-minute version of The Aristocrats, maybe longer.
I gotta go find that. I might have to watch that again. Jealous I wasn't in it. It was hard to enjoy. But you know what?
It's hard to watch some things. The new me is not jealous.
Okay.
So
that's just a little side thing about Peter. And Peter has so many shows. They're, you know, it's like we're all inundated with like younger comics and Instagram and all that. There are comics doing, in Florida, especially for retirees, doing a lot of specialized comedy shows. Like
Ron Towsky did that run.
Yeah.
Probably 10 years ago. I asked her for the info and she was like, you wouldn't like it.
He's doing so, like he's got one with an Italian comic and it's like spaghetti and matzo balls. Right. And then he's got another one. It's some other Jewish thing. It's like, I love it. This is such a comic way to make money. And it's still happening.
In your 70s.
Yes. And it's still going on. Right. And it's like, you know what? There's a future for me. You know, mm-hmm. I don't know. You know, it'll be cabbage and matzo balls. I'll hook up with a Jewish comic and we'll do very well in Florida.
Spaghetti and cabbage.
So I go up. Now, I don't know who's there. I don't know this audience. And there were Trumpers there.
Of course there were.
So and the manager, Randy, is just like an old school comedy club manager to me. Like he's got a little, I don't think he's mafia, but he's got that little mafia club vibe, you know? Fucking places that are higher that, you know, they have got management 20 states away and then they just hire someone to run it. It's like, this is this club. They do shows all the time. They have church there on Sundays sometime. I mean, it's like Flappers in a way where it's nonstop comedy club, nonstop shows. Right.
Right. Right.
So he was the manager and he watched the whole show. He goes, I usually don't say to watch, but I watched. He liked me. Right. But I walked a bunch of Truppers apparently. And he goes, but not as many as I thought you were. So I guess some people came to see me, which is cool. And other people were fine and just didn't walk. So, and then my camera disappeared. So I decided not to record because it was too, like, the box, the place where I put the camera is too far away. And it's one of my camera is so dumb. It's like, it stops at an hour exactly. So I have to, like, record and then immediately go up on stage. And I didn't want to just be running through the crowd. So I was like, I don't need to record this set. I don't think the acoustics are great for recording, you know, it's a gigantic room and,
oh, really?
You know, whatever. So I was like, it's probably not going to sound good anyway. So I just didn't, I just left my purse. And then when I grabbed my purse to leave, I just grabbed all my stuff. And then I realized as I got back to the hotel, my camera wasn't in it. I don't know where there was a couple entry and exit points. It did not fall into the car. I don't know.
Someone actually stole it.
I don't know. Like, I went back the next day because they, because I had a late flight out on Sunday and they had a show. So I texted Randy, I go, is anyone going to be at the club like at 2? Can I pop by? He goes, oh yeah. So I get there. There's a show. It's, it's for handicapped adults are watching the Muppet movie on a gigantic screen. Everyone's happy, right? I'm like, more right. show, right? I guess right. they had a church earlier that day or something.
Wow.
So I go into the green room. It's not there. No one's turned it in. No one's found it. So I don't know what happened to it. And so I don't know if someone took it. I don't know if it fell out and is just someone snatched it when it fell out. I just don't know. So I don't want to say someone stole it. Right. It might have fallen out on the street. I feel like I would have heard that, but I don't know. And I don't want right. to be running around accusing anyone of anything, but I don't have a camera anymore.
Here's my question. Yeah, what kind of camera was it? Most people just use their phone. Oh, but you had just bought it, didn't you?
You know, I but like I, here's the other thing. It's annoying me because of the hour-long thing.
Yeah.
And Tom Tran, comedian Tom Tran, was at Flappers, and he was showing us this camera that he has that like, it's got an automatic follow. And I was like, ooh, that's nice. And he gave me a link. And I was like, wow. I'll think about it. You know, so I guess I don't have a choice now. But I must keep recording shows and not clipping them out. That is number one priority.
Imperative. Yes.
I left. I had all day on Friday, on Sunday in Boca Raton. I didn't have to be at the airport till 5, right? So I was going to swim. I'm like, let me swim in Florida. It's a great swimming state. A lot of great swimmers train here. I go to the pool. It's closed because there's fucking lightning.
Because it's an outdoor pool?
Yeah. Guess what? That almost never happens in California, which is, I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. We don't have these rainstorms twice a day like this fucking state does. And they close the pool because of lightning. So I couldn't swim in the pool. And I brought all my swim stuff. So I was mad. I was like, you know what? I don't care about that Cuban guy calling me mommy anymore. I'm out. Goodbye.
I'm out. I'm coming back.
I did
back.
Stop at the beach. I said, let me stick my toes in the Atlantic. So I went to the Fort Lauderdale Beach, free parking. It was the end of it. It was like 4 o'clock. So people were leaving, plenty of free parking. The water was warm. You know, I hate to be a Californiaist, but I like our chilly ocean water. I like how you scream a little bit when you get in a California beach and then you get used to it. This one, you're warm right off the bat and then it just feels kind of sick. So, you know.
So you didn't dive, you didn't go all the way in, just got your feet wet?
No, I was dressed for the airport. I just stuck my feet in and then had a very uneventful flight back. Gave my son the wrong time. So he got to LAX an hour and a half early and then I had to buy him in and out as a recompense.
Which is another hour and a half in line. Because it's not, I remember the first time I went to In-N-Out and I was like, oh, this will be fast because you're in and out. No, they've, it's a lie, In-N-Out. And the food's just okay. So, but some people swear by it. And I'll get letters. Feel free to send me actual letters. Anyway,
send her words too so that she can use them in event of a stroke.
What? Wait, what happened?
Let's take, since Jackie's having a stroke, let's take our first break.
I love it.
Hey, romance readers, what are you looking for? brother's best friend, alien boyfriend, Mothman, vampires.
We got your cowboys, your dukes, your hot professors, your rock stars. We got your shifters, we got demons, we got sexy fairies.
You want a morally gray? No problem.
Can't pick? Don't worry, sweetheart. We've got Why Chooses Up the Wazoo.
Reading Smut, the show where we read spicy books and figure out why people love them.
Join us on Reading Smut every other Friday on Maximum Fun.
Oh, that's a spicy book.
When I found out I was pregnant, I didn't know what to do until I heard about abortion pills by mail, a medically safe way to end a pregnancy. Learn more at plancpills.org. That's plancpills.org.
Are we back?
We are.
Yes.
So
let's
back.
Do a comic of the week. Here's, it's Aaron Chalokian. It's Chalokian because it's an A, not an O. And I misspelled it on the, she did the Patreon bonus. But she is a great comic who has found a way, like she just does regular comedy, but she also has this cool hook that she's doing with Maddie, is it yep. Walser? I think. And they are touring. They've done almost 20 cities right now with their heated rivalry stand-up comedy themed stand-up comedy, where they've also asked local comics whether they're comics or clowns. Or, I mean, the thing
I'm against
themed,
that. I'm against that. Comedy only. Keep those clowns off our stage.
And then there was a guitar. No, I have no idea. But the thing is it's Aaron's written 20 sets. Anyway, if you like heated rivalry, it's an adorable show. I saw it in Indianapolis at Helium. And if you just like comedy, you could just go to Aaron Chalokian's shows everywhere else. I believe she's doing her first headline run, correct?
Yeah. And here's what's really cool about her, to me, about heated rivalry, which kind of talk about on the podcast, is like, for me and like a certain comics of a certain generation, older generation, were like, you just do stand up and this other stuff, you know, anytime someone had a side project, I hated them. I was like, you obviously don't like comedy, you know, it's all or nothing and you're weak. Right. But it's not like that. Right.
Like, no, it is not like that.
It would
that.
Never, Deborah like, Vance. I have things I love. It would never occur to me to create stand-up comedy about them separately from my regular act and mm-hmm. see if there's just people that are into that. And I think, you know, because these guys, these new kids have no avenue. They don't have the avenues we had. They don't have the ladder. They don't have the structure. The you go out and you MC feature.
You got to create your own.
You have to come up with your own shit all the time. And in this case, it was a really smart, cool idea, very organic. So she's not, it's something she's really into. And it's, despite all, it's a lot of hard work, but it seems like she really enjoys doing it. And it's adjacent to her stand-up, but it also is getting people to come to her stand-up because they had so much fun at her heated rivalry show. And it's such a cool, I was just like, that never would have occurred to me in a million years. And it's neat.
People have suggested it so many times in the last 20 years with the Dork Forest. And I didn't do it right. I could still do it because I still love the Dork Forest. But what I tried to do, it's sort of like what they said about the Jackie and Laurie show, where we would do a live Jackie and Laurie and then also do stand-up. Mm-hmm. We could just go on the road and do a little duo act. If this is a Jackie and Laurie idea, obviously, mm-hmm. a little duo act, and then each, and then have other comics of the week or women comics or do sets. And then we would also do sets. We would do the good sets and the Dork Forest. It could just be dorky, mm-hmm. sort of like the Geeky Tease thing, but on the road.
Yeah.
And I think that, I might want to seriously consider doing that.
Why not?
So I just thought I'd say that out loud. But go see Aaron Chalokian. And what is her handle, Kyle? Did you?
It is at Aaron, E-R-I-N, _ Chalokian, C-H-O-L-A-K-I-A-N.
Because she's Armenian.
A fellow Armo.
Truth.
Look how proud Jackie is.
Right. So I... Marie and I are flying back from Austin, Texas, and I'm coming from Milwaukee, where I did a guest set at Comedy on State on their open mic, and in an effort to remind them that I exist and also work on two new jokes. Mm-hmm. And then, but then I flew to Austin, did the shows. Marie and I are on different flights, and she has switched hers to early. So I get to horn in on her lift. But I end up getting there an hour early and I get bumped up to first class. So not only do I go to the Delta Sky Club and eat breakfast, I'm given breakfast when I sit down on first class. And then
breakfast and they're both free. Oh my God. You got to eat them both.
Sadly. I'm doing that joke. Anyway, do not slip into my DMs, assholes. Anyway, so the second flight it's not direct. She got direct from Austin to LAX. I'm going to Burbank. So I'm doing Austin, Salt Lake City, Burbank.
On Delta?
Why
didn't you take Southwest? It's a direct.
Because Maria booked it.
Oh, okay.
Right. So, and there's no first class on Delta. And plus I was coming from whatever. Okay. So Salt Lake, we sit on the tarmac. They have to first of all, Maria's tapings. They have to stop at 30 minutes. She's taping two shows for her special. In the first show, 35 minutes in, starts having a seizure.
What? Oh no.
Yeah. They got to call the EMTs. So they stop the show, obviously. He comes to and he's okay, but they're like, well, you should, be checked out, all these things. So there's a 45 minute stop.
Oh my God. Ground stop.
And then Maria, she's like, I remember where I was. And so she goes up and she does the final 30 minutes.
Ah, I love it.
25 minutes. And then, so the second show, luckily the first show was at 3:30 in the afternoon. The second show was at 6 p.m.
Now listen, did she have jokes that she called back and there was a 45 minute seizure intermission?
No.
You know what I mean? Okay.
Yeah. That'd be very funny.
That would be tough.
Second show, people have to be kicked out.
At
the six, there's two. There's a table that's right underneath the. At 6 p.m., they're hammered. They're huge Maria Bamford fans, but they're hammered.
Oh my God! And
I was talking to one of the security guys, and he was like, "They were so drunk." And I was talking to management, and they were like, "We said you can't stay." And then they're like, we're such fans. Can we go back? And so they go back and management's like, you're not being served. So she goes to check at them. One of them is drinking from a glass in between his legs. And she's like, no, you're done. You got to go. They had to call the cops because they wouldn't leave.
Are they huge Maria fans? It seems like... I think a huge Maria fan would not act like that.
Right? Right? And so then the next thing that happens is, I fly from Austin to Salt Lake and Salt Lake to Burbank. They have to come and help the pilot. So we have, I don't know if they switched pilots or they had to get him a glass of water. I don't know what happened, but the flight attendant was actually pretty much, she was like, well, it's better to be safe than sorry. Mm-hmm. And then we go up in the sky and there is so much turbulence. I am actually forced out of my cocoon to look at the guy next to me in first class and go, is this how we go? You think this is how we were going to, because it literally did one of those things where it went up and down.
Ooh.
And then it banked and then it went back.
Yeah.
And I was like, are we in a dog fight? Are we?
It's this World War I.
Right. Are we being chased by Messerschmitts? Because I thought we were possibly in some sort of fight. Anyway, but we landed in Burbank and my luggage took a really long time for some reason. And then I took a cab home. And it turns out Gordy has always wanted to be an only dog. And so he's happy as a clam to be an only dog again. And yeah, so now... I was so tired because I had to get up at 4.
Oh my God.
I did some things, right? Mm-hmm. And I had all these orders I had to mail. And then I had to edit the Dork Forest for today's. It didn't come out. Today's Tuesday. It'll come out tomorrow. I am slightly uneasy about how tired I am. I don't like it.
This travel is fucking exhausting. Traveling is exhausting. And it just feels like it's worse and less comfortable, you know?
Yeah. And it's hard. I don't have access to a fentanyl patch, which was what Chris had at the very end. Time lapsed.
Nice. Well, I got news from my public defender.
Excellent. What is the news?
Charges will be dropped on Thursday.
Do you have to show up anyway?
I do not. Now, I'm tempted to because...
Triumph.
Because of how mad the people that want those charges to stick are going to be.
Yeah. So that guy's going to be there, or the woman who...
I don't know.
That he talked her into it? Yeah.
I don't know. I do know, I've also heard from somebody, I have like inside sources, that two city council members also pushed for this charge. Because they wanted an assault charge. Now, they didn't give a fuck that I was the wrong person.
What are they looking? Are they MAGA?
Yeah. So,
what the fuck?
I got a copy of the police report, you know? And so the woman they describe, the detective describes, they have there is a scuffle and the woman who's in it with the plaintiff, you can't tell who started it. But of course, they're saying she started it. Okay. So she
literally just looks like she stumbled. It doesn't even look like there was a scuffle.
I know.
Whatever.
But I'm just saying that's a separate issue because I wasn't involved in it.
You weren't involved at all.
I do not look remotely like this woman, except we both have blonde hair. That's it. My hair is way longer. I'm at least 4 inches taller than her. I must have about 50 pounds on her. She's a very tiny, petite woman. And the fact that they just kept going on these charges and they've had proof that I'm not her for 3 weeks and they're still not even dropping him today. They're waiting till the court date to dismiss the charges. It's like real shitty. And, I don't know what to do about that. And I don't know, if I should, I have like a document. It's like 18 pages long where I've analyzed what they did and how they fucked up and how this one detective who makes over $350,000 last year, how badly he did his job. It's unbelievable.
Why does he make $350,000? Is he also working for ICE?
Base pay, overtime, and pension benefits. It's valued at $369,000, this detective.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And the prosecutor, $192,000. He saw this flimsy evidence and was like, let's go. Let's charge her. So I don't know what to do about that. I had to cancel Lexington. Now, I do have the Emmys on Saturday, but I could have done Thursday, Friday and not done Saturday. But because of the court date was Thursday, I couldn't do that. So,
right.
I did not spend money on a lawyer. Thank God. Otherwise, I'd be down.
Which is so admirable. Yep.
10K. So I don't really know besides this wasting my time, like why they're trying to placate this MAGA element, including that guy that sat behind us at the. And two city council members. Yeah.
That's insane.
And how I got roped into all this because they just needed
a protest and they want to waste your time and your energy.
If I was a cop and I wanted to get fired, how this detective did this case is how I would do it. If I wanted to be fired for incompetence. It doesn't make sense.
He's not going to be, correct?
Right. That somebody so allegedly higher up, he's like a former police officer of the year, would do such a bad job. And his expertise, if you look at why he was police officer of the year, is electronic data collection and analyzing video. And he didn't use he didn't use any of the video. He just used this driver's license ID lineup that this cuckoo woman who had watched a bunch of my reels and got my face
how
in
do
her
you,
head.
How do you know that? How do you know she watched your reels?
She, because I posted just that I was I was at Moms for Liberty and it went on to, I posted on Facebook and Moms for Liberty found it, and including this woman, right? They're all obsessed with it. And so she's like,
did she comment on it? Or
I don't, I could look, but she started watching my reels and she got my face in her brain.
But which, do you know that for sure?
Yes.
Or okay.
She and the bald guy told this detective
said that they did.
Hey, this woman, Lori Kilmartin, was at this protest. We think she's the one that pushed Carolyn. Carolyn and David said this. Okay.
Great.
The man and the woman, right? And the detective basically just said, okay, sounds good. Let me write it up.
Yeah.
I think I talked about this last week too. But anyway.
Yeah, but not the update. So the update is good. The update is that it will be dismissed on Thursday.
Somebody else was saying like the fact that they're not even doing it now. They're waiting to the third. It's just real shitty. It's like dragging it out unnecessarily. I'm completely innocent. It's not a question of like, well, we think she did it, but it's not, we don't have the good evidence. No, you have evidence of me not doing it and you're still punishing me. Why?
Right.
To make these fucking MAGA people happy for two extra days. They're not going to be happy. I got news for you. They're going to be a little more annoyed because they were strung along.
Could they drop the charges today or yesterday?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yes. I thought that they would have to do it with a judge. No?
I don't.
They could just.
I have no idea. I don't know.
Is that what the public defender told you? Is that they're purposely waiting till Thursday?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like any of this. I don't like any of it.
Yeah.
I do like that a bill passed the House in California saying that local police could not make extra money by working for ICE.
Oh, good.
And it's on Gavin Newsom's desk, and he just has to fucking sign it.
Well, we have no idea if he'll sign it. I mean, that guy is such a tricky little dick, you know? Sometimes he's great. Yeah. Sometimes he's just like a fucking piece of shit. Hopefully...
Yep.
He gets killed in the nomination process in South Carolina.
Figuratively, politically. Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a second break.
Okay.
Love it.
Sleep is important, but it's difficult sometimes. I'm John Moe. On Sleeping with Celebrities, famous people help conk you out by talking in soothing voices about unimportant things. Maria Bamford on parking.
I parked in a bus stop. That's just not right. I am not a bus.
Roxane Gay on airports.
My favorite airport is Indianapolis. It has a really smart layout.
Alan Tudyk on yardsticks.
You hand somebody a yardstick, yardsticks become part of the family.
Granted, it's a weird idea, but it's lots of fun and it works. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
And we're back.
Oh, there are my sunglasses. Okay. I was about to accuse my son of running off with these. You know, he steals a lot of my stuff. Sunglasses.
J'accuse.
High on the list of things that disappeared. Did not take my camera, though, because he wasn't with me.
Right. He's not running off with your electronics. Well, what's your gigs? What are your gigs this week or next? What do you got?
I'm light on spots this week.
Because you got the Emmys. And we're all rooting for you.
Well, not until Saturday. But I also didn't push for anything because I thought I was going to be in Lexington.
Right.
So Friday I'm at Comedy Magic. I still have to buy a dress. I don't think I fit into... I went to the Emmys in 2011 because we were nominated for Conan. And I don't think I fit into that dress. I'll give it a shot. But also, is it a bad luck dress?
Oh, right. Because you didn't win.
That's right.
I don't know.
But also, I don't want to buy a dress. I don't like dresses. You know, I just...
Can you buy a pantsuit? Or is everyone going to think...
Jackie, I don't like shopping. I don't want to do it.
So this weird ass ball that Austin is in, mm-hmm. Maria was like, "Do you want to go walk through Neiman Marcus with me?" And it just as a memory to Marilyn, just as a Marilyn loved to shop.
Okay,
yes. So we went in. And we saw, I'm not even kidding, were $1,500 sneakers. And wow. I was like, well, these are really cute. And I look at I was like, nothing is this cute. Not a chance in hell. And Maria has binge watched all of Hacks. Every day would tell me about the three new things she learned from Hacks. And one of them was that they have the same blazer. And
she and Jean Smart?
Yeah, Jean Smart's character was wearing a blazer. And she's like, maybe I do have the fashion sense of a 70-year-old Vegas act. And so I've been trying to watch Hacks. I'm four episodes in. It's sitcom length, but it's not a sitcom.
Well, it's what comedy is now. It's funny, but it's real, and it's nothing's a sitcom anymore. There's no such thing as a sitcom anymore, except for Sheldon or something. It's just they don't exist. You know, even Abbott is like, whatever, three camera sitcom. I'm thinking, you know, like. It's just all different
right, but the
now.
20, the 22, 20, yeah. But I mean, there's a couple out there because Chris Foley just loves the sitcom. Anyway, so you couldn't walk through without seeing a young Sheldon or a Sheldon with the Sheldon adjacent sitcom.
Do you hear about the one that's Big Bang?
Right. No, there's a new one that's another spinoff of Big Bang.
Oh, yeah.
That is all of the minor characters mm-hmm. in a post-apocalyptic world because they couldn't fix it. It's very silly.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's yeah. Chuck Lorre does not stop making money, man.
No, he's the Midas touch. And so I've watched four episodes. I'll watch it. It seems kind of fascinating about sort of the grind and sort of ambition. Mm-hmm. I think it kind of nails different kinds of ambition. And because nothing's enough. Right? I mean, she has a crazy ass house and her dogs are eating filet mignon. And I don't think that that's inaccurate. Mm-hmm. I think that there is a Hunger Games-like existence happening in this world with the fabulously wealthy. Yeah. And so, you know, her getting that salt shaker? Anyway, but her life just seems super sad. Anyway, so.
Well, and also, comics never feel like they have enough. Like, because you never have enough stage time. You never have enough jokes. You never have enough new material. I think that feeling of not enough is baked into being a comedian. It didn't get enough of a laugh. It didn't get enough. And so that can spread to other parts of your life, I think.
For sure. I'm reading an Octavia Butler book in the introduction. I'm actually listening to it. It's called Parable of the Sower.
Oh, I read that like 2 months ago. It's so good.
Oh, good. Well, I'm reading the graphic novel, and then I'm listening to it on the audio. Sadly, Audible. Okay. My brother must have bought it because I share an Audible account with at least six of my relatives. And I was going through. I was like, "Is that Parable of the Sower?" Anyway, but the graphic novel has a quote from Octavia Butler, and it said that she considers herself a pessimist in case she's very careful. Like, she's like, I could be a pessimist unless I'm very careful.
Oh, I
see.
Like,
she fights pessimism.
Right.
She's also a feminist, and it was a great quote that I'm so sorry that I brought up, but it was from an article she wrote, not a biographical quote, but It is so dark. And I've only read one of her other books, but her stuff is so intense, but it's so beautifully written that I want to read it, but I also don't want to be made sad.
Yeah, but it also, it's eerie because it's happening in Southern California. A lot of the freeways they're walking on are freeways we drive on right now. And you do feel like if you look what happened to Gary, Indiana, they just lost the power for like 2 weeks. And no one seemed to give a shit. And Trump is saying, you know, that could happen more and more, like something with the power. I don't know. It does feel like, could this happen? Should I get a gun to protect my... I don't want a gun. I want to move. At that point, I want out.
It's, yeah. If I swear to God, every lefty I know, I opened my two sets in Iowa last week with, I think we're going to have to kill them. But I don't think I can be the one. Because I don't know. Nobody's told me how to do it or when to do it. And our side doesn't kill anybody. Our side just sort of whines and complains. And it's like,
you know, Hassan Piker.
Why isn't everyone nicer? Mm-hmm. Who's Hassan Piker?
Okay.
Just keep living that way.
Okay. I win.
Like, you're living a better life than me or Lori.
Okay. Yeah. I don't need to know then. It's the fact that I
like him, but you know, of course, people are like, do you disavow this one thing he said? And, when he was twitching, like, okay, can we just stop and just fucking get these people out of office and not fucking fact check everybody or verify check everybody? Do you disavow? Do you whatever? They're going after Abdul El-Sayed in Michigan because he, you know, is friends with Hassan.
He once said something.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, well, he's friends with someone who said something. Like it's that whole Jesus. Reverend Wright bullshit that Obama had to deal with, you know?
Do you know that Donald Trump forced a 12-year-old girl to suck his dick and she bit it and then he punched her in the face? Do you remember that?
I don't remember, but I do know, yes.
That came up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how about every time somebody says something like that, I say, remember when Donald Trump forced a 12-year-old to suck his dick and she bit it and then he punched her in the face? That's been my response on Twitter. Threats today to several people who are like, it should be called Lake America.
Oh my God.
Enough things are called America. We're good.
This country is killing us. I swear to God. We're losing our shit.
Oh, we've lost our shit. But I can't believe you were in Florida. I wonder if that was the gig that I was supposed to do a year ago, September, but I got the COVID for the first time ever.
Was it the Boba box, the black box?
I don't know, but Nate Craig had been there like 2 weeks earlier and he called me and he said, I see you're going. I just want you to know
that
I walked a bunch of Trump people the first show. And by the third show, I knew in what order to do my act to walk the fewest of Trump people.
Interesting. Yeah.
Because he opened his set differently with just more sort of just goofy stand-up stuff that was just... more, and then he got into his socio-political stuff, and by then they already liked him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm finding out people are upset that the CEO of a health insurance company.
are you still getting some blowback for that?
Yes. I swear to God, it's because Luigi pled guilty. He ruined that bit. He killed two things: Brian Thompson and that bit.
And what if, I bet you there's already been two CEOs since Brian Thompson died.
Yes,
you should check and see how many CEOs there's been because they had the temporary guy and I think they had a replacement guy.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they don't give a shit. And they've made, billions in profit. They just released their $6 billion in profit. How?
So what did I see the other day? Somebody said Dolly Parton was the best billionaire because she was never a billionaire. She died with $450 million.
Yeah.
She could not give it away fast enough because that's how much money that is. You can't give it away fast enough. Yeah. I hope she planned. I'm sure she did. I'm sure she had good financial planners, but I'm really hoping she planned for that, the monthly book thing for kids under five. I hope that's keep going. And I know they're going to have a Dolly Fest. She was going to do it for her 80th birthday, but now it's going to be a tribute. I now have three Dolly Parton songs that are in my airport rotation.
Jackie, do you know that we're over an hour right now and you're talking about Dolly Parton songs?
At 25 seconds. Let's call it, shall we? Mm-hmm.
Maximum Fun, a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows
supported
directly
by you.